This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. I'm Joan Jameson. Here is this week's top headline. 4 people hospitalized following uranium leak in Illinois. Residents of Metropolis, Illinois, were hospitalized recently following an accidental release of uranium hexafluoride into the air by the Honeywell Uranium Conversion Plant, which manufactures uranium hexafluoride gas. Tests indicate that uranium levels of the air sample surrounding the plant were up to 100 times higher than normal. Following investigation of the accident, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, said that the release had, quote, minimal impact on worker or public health and safety, end quote. According to NRC, the release occurred after a worker at the plant neglected to place collection valves in the correct position. The mistake caused the release of approximately 7 pounds of uranium hexafluoride into the air, which rose 86 feet before winds pushed the chemicals to the northwest. Of the 4 people hospitalized, 1 showed signs of exposure to toxic hydrofluoric acid. Rory O'Kane, manager of Honeywell, said, quote, a uranium hexafluoride gas release is absolutely unacceptable, end quote. O'Kane said that Honeywell will not produce the chemical until NRC says that it is safe to resume production. He also said that better communication between Honeywell and local emergency response teams is necessary for the next accident. An emergency response team representative agreed, saying, quote, there are some issues there with 911 and what's expected out of them, end quote. Honeywell is the only operational uranium conversion plant in the U.S. and is expected to supply the proposed uranium enrichment facility in Lee County, New Mexico, with uranium hexafluoride. Louisiana Energy Services, LES, recently submitted a license application to NRC for a facility to be located near Hobbs. The facility would use centrifugal force to separate the uranium into its component isotopes. The resultant uranium-235, or enriched uranium, would be used to fuel commercial nuclear reactors. The remaining uranium-238, or depleted uranium, would be waste. The recent Honeywell accident raises concerns to those in New Mexico regarding the LES facility. Southeastern New Mexico is plagued by heavy winds that have been shown to carry particulates as far as Wisconsin, which could prove disastrous in case of airborne releases. Furthermore, residents of the Hobbs and Eunice area have already voiced concerns about the local emergency response system. As one resident pointed out, there is currently only one hospital in Lee County, which spans nearly 4,400 square miles. Some worry that it may be insufficient to care for those affected in case of a radiological emergency. Additionally, activists are concerned about the hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive waste that the facility would generate. There is currently no facility in which to dispose of this waste, and it would remain on site for at least the lifetime of the facility, if not indefinitely, which could pose a threat to security and the environment. LES's license application proposes storing the waste at an abandoned uranium mine in Colorado that is managed by Cotter Corporation. However, Richard Cherry, president of Cotter, said that LES has not approached them about the waste, but that such a deal would be unlikely. Cherry said, quote, that's not something we're interested in. We're not licensed to do that, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline, 1-800-456-8863, or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.